Hello, my friends. This is a bit of a special episode of the Driven Young podcast. Nothing fancy today. We're just going to be doing a montage of advice to the younger generation. For those of you who listen to the podcast, you know my final question of every episode is, what advice would you give an 18-year-old today or your younger self? So this is a bit of a montage of some episodes from over a year ago. Hopefully give you a bit of motivation. It's about 20 minutes long. It's a great little clip that you can listen to, just make you feel a bit better, give you a little bit of advice as well. People love the last one I did, which was like over a year and a half ago. So I figured I'd do another one. I'm currently in the midst of launching and running my new Driven Young program, which is going really well. And that kind of actually formed from the podcast Driven Young, of course. So anyone who follows me online would know that that's what I'm up to right now. So here's a montage clip. If you enjoy these clips, make sure to message me. If no one messages me, maybe I won't do it again. If people do message me, then maybe I will do it again. So enjoy me asking questions.
Try everything.
Try everything.
And it makes me think of that song, Try Everything, by Shakira. You don't know yourself until you put yourself into weird situations.
How could you?
Yeah, you just don't. And like, this is the thing, like, I found out that I was good under pressure, but I really realized that when I was at ground school training to be a flight attendant, when it was like we had to simulate like a crash.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, man, like all these people, like all these flight attendants who are like, you know, mediocre or okay, like I'm just out there smashing it. But I didn't know I was like that until I was in that situation. And so it's kind of cool because as much as it scares me to like, I still am scared of flying even though I was a flight attendant. But that's kind of why I became a flight attendant. It's like a personal challenge. But it's funny because I always think to myself, I always think it's good that I'm on this plane because I know what to do in an emergency, you know? Like, and I think to myself, like, I'm an able-bodied person. Like, put me right next to the, you know, emergency exit because, like, I'll sort it out. But, yeah, I think unless you try a whole bunch of stuff, you're just never going to know what's your passion. You're not going to know what lights your fire. You're not going to have the chance to have that feeling, that gut feeling, which tells you, like, speaks to you on, like, another level, like, look further into this, or there's something here, like keep going, keep uncovering. And it's not until you actually, until you put yourself in those situations, those weird and wonderful situations where you're like, you know what? I don't even know why I'm going to this event, but just go, just try, just do it, you know?
Who knows what's
going
to happen?
I would say probably surrender and let go to the outcome. It's okay not to know where you're going. Try so hard to live a bit more day to day.
Yeah.
Because like we said, if you trust, those doors are going to open for you. If you're doing something you're passionate and you're inspired about, it's going to fall into place. I think you see it, you know, as a child, what did you spend hours doing? How did you get into that flow state? How can you bring a little bit more of that into your adulthood? Even though I had this set path, things went wrong along the way. I got jobs that I didn't, you know, I didn't get into the jobs that I might have wanted to, and things like that happened. And I think every time I was open-minded to the experience, it ended up being the best thing ever. But every time I was like, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe I didn't get that job. And I really ruminated on it. It was awful. So it's being open-minded to whatever twists and turns life's going to take you on.
It's a really good question, Byron. And I'm thinking about my younger self, and I think it would literally just be believe in yourself. Honestly, believe in yourself and don't compare yourself to anybody else's journey. You know what's best for you, and if you don't, like, that is okay as well, but just follow your gut, believe in yourself, and everything will work out. And if it doesn't, it means it's not the end. Just go with your gut and follow your instincts. It's also, and you made a good point, like a lot of them do, but it's also, you don't know what goes behind the scenes as well. Like, you have no idea if they actually eat what they show that they
eat.
You don't know if they're going for 3 extra gym sessions, and it's scary, but unfortunately that is happening. And I just think it's important just to not even judge an Instagram person, because you don't even know, they might be showing what they eat in a day, but you don't know if that's actually what they eat in a day.
Yeah.
I got 2 things here.
Two.
So the first one is the presence piece. I fundamentally believe this. I think everyone should start thinking about what moments they feel like they're really in the moment, right? What is their nows? Are they constantly in the future or the past, or are they actually in the present moment? So I think that's something everyone should think about. And the second thing I want to say is that through my short 21 years on Earth, The 2 biggest things that I've realized that set someone up for success in whatever their own definition is 2 things, right? The first is finding what you're curious about. If it's talking to people, if it's, you know, photography, whatever, find what you're curious about. And the gap year may be an awesome time to do that.
Yeah,
as we've talked about, exposure and tasting, right? Find what you're curious about and make sure you're genuinely curious. Make sure there's no element of, oh, I want to, it transactionally curious. Like, oh, I want to work for Byron, so I'm going to go do this thing with him. If I'm actually curious about him, let me reach out to him, right? The second thing is a growth mindset, right? Try and accumulate this feeling that you can do anything you want to do, anything that you set your mind to, and you're only constrained by your work ethic. And I think that that, again, only comes to exposing yourself to things. Just get out of your comfort zone. And I think after a few periods or years of trying to do this, you'll get this feeling, which I think is the most liberating feeling in the world. And that's like, I can achieve anything I set my mind to.
Yeah.
And again, I know that sounds cliche, but there's a good TED talk on this, on the growth mindset. But I think that's the one thing that sets people up, right? Yeah. On this podcast, there's so many lessons out there. People just need to go out and do it, right? And taste things. And another thing is, I think just for this generation, is get out of your head and into your body more.
Yeah.
Or get out of your head and into action, right? We can go through so many scenarios in our minds of how these certain things will play out and stuff like that. Like before this, I was like, okay, how's this podcast going to play out, right? It's our hardware, right? We're trying to survive, and that anxiety can creep up. But as soon as I started doing this, there was not all that went, right? It's just like, get out of your head and into your body.
We spoke about it, like, to go high risk, high reward. I have it like tattooed on my hand, actually. Chase your dreams.
Love it. That's awesome.
Just people, like, especially young people, like, this next decade, if you're leaving school, is going to be the most critical point of, I mean, I hate to say critical, but it's going to be a very important life.
It's going to shape who you are.
Yeah, it's going to shape what career path you're going to be. And if you are going to regret, like, not doing your passion when you're 18 years old and you get to 35 and you're always going to have that resentment and wonder, oh, what if I went and traveled? What if I pursued that travel vlogging and now you're like in a crappy 9-to-5 that you don't like? That's probably the worst point in life that you can get to when you resent your previous experiences. So I think chase your dreams and just go for a, like, high risk, high reward when you're young.
Yeah.
And then worst comes to worst, maybe when you're 25, 30, go get a job. Go to uni. I mean, what's the, like, especially in like Sydney in Australia, as I said, like, I'm never going to have to worry about starving or shelter. Like, we're so comfortable. We're always going to be here. Like, just go for it. Just think if you're happy, what is going to make you happy?
Yeah.
And just do that every day. Maybe after a year, it's something else that's going to make you happy, and go for that. If you want to be happy in life, that's what you need to go for. Don't care what people think about you. Like, if your auntie, I quit. Like, when I came back from travel, I went and quickly got another job during Corona, and then I quit that, and then my auntie came over a few months later, and I was like speaking to her, oh yeah, like, quit my job, I want to get into marketing. She was like surprised, like, this 60-year-old like auntie, like, okay, boomer. She's like, what, like, why would you quit? I'm like, well, like, I hate it, I didn't want to go to work, I wanted to pursue something that I actually can see myself doing in the future. And she's like, oh, like, you shouldn't have done that. I'm like, I don't care.
I think stay connected physically with your friendship group, whether that's inside school or outside of school. I think being part of a community and a club is of significant value, like, whether that's like a sporting club or like an art or book club, whatever, like, because that then allows you to be out there and engaging with society. And if there's one thing we know through COVID, right, is that we like want physical contact, we want engagement, 100%. We want to be part of a community. We don't want to be cooped up in a room. Sure, some people are introverted, but like, the majority of us want to be out there and living and breathing it. So make sure you create that environment. It gives you something to live for and look forward to.
Yeah.
Another thing that's hard about COVID, most people like to travel. Oh, and you haven't got the affordance to think about that. So I think also another program that we run at Batir is called Looking Out for Your Mates. And I think just like, you know, like, look after yourself, but also look after others as well. Like, show that caring and compassionate side, because you might be in a fortunate position, or you might so be in an unfortunate position, but like, if you're open to the idea of having conversations and helping people, then like, you're a good human, and you'll make a positive difference to your friends and the society as a whole. And my last one would be, don't believe everything you see on social media. Social media is fantastic, and it can connect people, and you can really sell the good things that you're doing, but don't be fooled. There's always like another message underneath there. You might see someone that you think has the most perfect life, but you can bet your bottom dollar they don't.
Yeah. Especially if they're only showing the perfect
life. That's not reality.
Yeah.
We don't live in that sort of environment. Well, you know, we're not a computer either. You can't just switch me to happiness.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of contributing factors. Like, things are changing and moving all the time. So
awesome.
I think that's an important one too.
To find the life that works for you. Like, stop trying to be somebody else, and stop trying to, like, even if someone inspires you, like, think about why they inspire you and really think deeply and listen to yourself rather than listening to the noise around you. Really diminish, like, you know, what, even if it's like what your friends are saying, what your parents are saying, what, you know, people you really look up to in your life are saying, like, think about what it is that I want, what is it that will truly make me happy, and like stick to that and work towards that, and don't lose sight of the goal, right? Like, it's so easy in business to just go for money. It's so easy in like relationships to just be like, I want, you know, to be hedonistic, right? It's so easy in finance, just like keep chasing, and just like tune into your spirituality, tune into who you are, whatever spirituality means to you, but tune into like who you are and how you actually are operating. And if you're, you know, a good test for me is like in 3 to 5 years, Bella, and you look at yourself in the mirror, are you going to be proud of that person?
Right, yeah.
Looking back at you.
A great question. One of probably the most powerful question I've heard in a while is, if you got told you're going to die in 5 years, just, you know, you'll be fine and you'll randomly die on this exact day in 5 years' time, what would you do differently? And 5 years is great, because a lot of people say, what if you're going to die next year? Well, strippers, cocaine, travel, you know, whatever. You'll waste your life because you've only got a year left or 6 months. But 5 years is long enough where you can't just go partying for 5 years. It's long enough where you have to actually do something that's kind of meaningful and that have a think. Like, you know, for me, I feel like, I just keep doing what I'm doing.
Because
that's why I feel like I'm very aligned right now. And so that's a great question, I find, that is, you know, very similar to what you just brought up.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same. And it's so funny, someone actually brought that up. There's like a Sydney humanist meet where we do the difficult questions deck from School of Life. And that was one of the questions, but it was 1 year. And we said the same thing, like 5 years is better because you can't be hedonistic. And my response was the exact same. It's, I would be doing exactly what I'm doing now.
Amazing.
And that's like, that's when you know, like, things are aligning for you and you're doing what you should be doing. And like, I think that's something that we should all strive to.
I think something that I was actually really thinking about when like this was scheduled, it's like when I talk to 18-year-olds, like they have like the best ideas, like when it's like, well, if you could start a business, what would you do? And they have like the craziest ideas, and I'm like, well, why don't you do it? And they're kind of like, well, you know, I don't want people to see me fail, or, you know, I don't want to be seen like starting this small, or I don't have the money, or and it's like all these excuses that we kind of make up, and it's kind of like, well, stop making excuses. Like, if you do it, and I mean, like, look, if you fail, like, I started my first business, like, I was 15 and it failed like a year later, and I was like devastated after. But I mean, like, if I didn't fail then, this one would not have been.
We say there is no failing, there's only winning.
There's learning.
Yeah, winning and learning.
Yeah. And I think, like, it's sort of really important to sort of learn that, you know, everyone fails. Like, trust me, like, Steve Jobs failed before Apple happened. And the problem is that we don't see those failures, and no one talks about them. And you only kind of see the success, and you think, well, that's how they became. But no one started off as a success. It doesn't happen. So it's kind of that, like, put yourself out there, actually do it, and if you fail, so what? Because you'll be better next time.
I'm going to say three things. I think be kind, push innovation, and probably patience is the last one. So kind of to delve into that, sorry. So to be kind, obviously the world just needs kindness. And there's a lot of bad people out there, but if you can, there's this old quote that says, if you can affect one person a day, you know, just purely making them smile, one day, every day for a year, then you affect 365 lives. And like, again, look at the big picture, and it's just one a day.
But how many people, but then you've affected their lives, and then they go on to affect someone else.
Exactly.
And they've affected 10,000 lives.
Yeah. So just be kind. Yeah. Second one, be innovative. Again, just push creativity, and don't feel like you need to fit in the box. Especially in high school, I know you want to fit in, and I know, again, judgment was so terrifying to me. But even in your spare time, just push creativity, because in the long run, that's going to help you out. And then lastly, I said be patient. And I think this is very much our generation. We're trying to do things so quick.
And it's not our fault.
No.
Like, I'm not blaming anyone. Like,
no.
The phones.
phones.
We get everything we want. Uber Eats. Everything comes to us so quickly. Yep. We just naturally don't have much patience.
Exactly. And it's, I think it's also then the idea for me, it's like, oh, what if there's no tomorrow? Am I going to be happy with what I've done so far? So I've just tried to do as much as I possibly could, so that, you know, if there's no tomorrow, that I'm kind of satisfied. But the thing is, I'm never satisfied. You're never going to be satisfied.
It's just human nature.
Exactly. It's going to be the journey rather than the destination.
Yeah.
So you've got to be patient. Again, maybe with like reaching out and stuff to people, be patient with the response.
Make good choices in your life, you know, and particularly in the area that I speak about, young men. You know, think about the choices that you're making. Think about the consequences of those choices for yourselves and for others, and just stop and think. You know, when I look at my time in the police, sitting across the desk like this from young men, and you know, I got in my fair share of trouble as a young bloke before I got into the police, and I could see so much of myself in those young men across the desk. And I'd sit across the desk from young men who'd been caught shoplifting, which is, it's not a massive deal, but it still means you run the risk of ending up with a criminal conviction, which can greatly reduce your options moving forward in life. I sit across the desk from young men who are going to be charged with assault, stealing cars, break and enters, or young men who've committed sex offences. And all of them, in my view, shared some commonalities. And one of the things that nearly all of them didn't do was think about what they were doing. They just did it. Didn't think of the consequences until they were confronted with them. And the analogy that I sometimes run, particularly in my boys' sessions, is you've got to be careful going through life when your approach to decision making is ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
Pulling the trigger, then looking through the sights going, oh shit, what have I done? You've got to look through the sights first. You've got to just stop and think, okay, I'm about to do this. What are the consequences? And am I really up for them? And I think if we just encourage that, it can make a big difference. If we talk specifically around what I talk about with young people, one very common thing that you'll hear me say, very common thread in my seminars to both young men and young women, around the whole area of having intimate exchanges, is communicate, talk, be open, don't assume. You know, if a young man is having an intimate exchange with a young woman and it's at a level where she's okay with it and he wants to go to a higher level and he does that, be very, very cautious of assuming that because I'm okay with it, she must be. She's not said no, so I think she's okay, so I'm going to keep going. You need to replace assumption with confirmation, like, you know, and what's the easiest way to do that? Just to ask, you okay with this?
Yeah.
And I think in that whole area of consent, if we can continue to encourage young people around that to communicate, are you okay with this, or I'm not comfortable, can you stop? As opposed to assuming the other person knows what you're thinking. So we have two people assuming that and both not really quite knowing what's going on. So holistically, make good choices.
Feel comfortable in your own skin. Start doing things that you want to do. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do anything because of, again, a certain race, gender, ethnicity, a different culture or community that you might be a part of. There are so many people out there in the world that will connect with you and love you for who you are. I love you. So yeah, that'll have to be the best piece of advice.
Don't be afraid to try something new. Don't let the fear of trying something new stop you, or the fear of failing stop you. Because just like what you've shown me, the 1,000-door concept, you never know where life can take you. And I only got to where I am today by taking risks.
First thing that just comes to my head is just to, like, care about one another more. Like, I think technology has made it so easy for people to just disconnect. And I think that if young people took the time to just have more conversations with the people around them, not just their friends, but like older people, younger people, like really connect with like a community, I think that it's not like it's going to make such a big difference to just their overall well-being, their relationships, their happiness, their positivity. I think that, yeah, if by just disconnecting from, and I don't mean to make it about like technology or social media or anything that, but I just think that like young people have certainly, I think, lost, from what I've seen, have lost the ability to build really like rewarding relationships with other people.
100% they have. Yeah. It's something I've been exploring.
You can have these very like surface level relationships with people just through like, yeah, online forms of communication. Mm. And ultimately, that's just not helping you, it's not helping them, it's not helping anyone. And it's ultimately, I think, causing the younger generation to just feel very...
Yeah.